Tribal workers in India have their day in court, sort of. A quarter of the world has no access to the gospel. And an audio scripture outreach provides means of encouragement. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. On October 21st, there was hope that a judge would throw out a Karnataka, India case that's been hanging over the heads of eight Christian workers. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says,
more than a year later, the trial dates have been postponed time after time. And in the meantime, these eight workers have to report monthly to the court.
Until the next trial date, December 14th, the group is charged with, quote, deliberate and malicious acts intended to outrage religious feelings of any class by insulting its religion or religious beliefs. They were arrested during a training session last August. Straver says rather than frighten new partners away, they're faced with the opposite problem.
We have a long waiting list of workers in this particular area who want to do this kind of ministry and want to receive training. So it's like they all know the stories, they know the problems, they know the suffering that's going to happen.
Another round of church planter training is slated for January. Pray. Meanwhile, last week, multiple members of various churches in China were stopped by the government from leaving the country. The believers were on their way to Lausanne 2010, an international conference in South Africa on evangelism. Many were outraged, but Tom Henry with World Serve Ministry says their Chinese brothers and sisters have a different perspective.
I've learned about the Chinese is that they totally embrace and follow a God that's all powerful, that's sovereign, that's loving, and they yield these into his hands so that they have really learned, as Paul said, contentment in all things.
In fact, the church is hoping for God to move in the situation.
They really have seen God take things like this that are humanly disappointing and use them to really expand the church in China.
Pray that this would serve to grow the exploding church in China. You're listening to Mission Network News. In decades past, reaching the whole world seemed impossible. While not impossible today, the stark reality is that one-fourth of the world's population don't have access to the gospel. 86% of Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists don't know any Christians. One Lausanne member and church leader we'll call Joseph says the attacks of 9/11 played a significant role in that.
Christians all over the world started looking at Muslim world not with deep love and compassion, but with suspicion, doubt, and lots of reservations. If we start looking at the Muslim country with eyes of Jesus, we will be incredibly encouraged.
Urban ministry is also a priority at Lausanne, reaching the 30 megacities of 10 million or more. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says,
if we're going to reach the youth of the world, we need to reach the cities. The churches are not going to the city as fast as the population is growing in the cities.
Today, Lausanne will focus on evangelism priorities. Lausanne concludes Sunday. Next, Niger is not only one of the five poorest countries in the world, but it also has the highest birth rate. A lot of kids and few financial options have created a hopeless atmosphere of disease and disabilities going uncured. Cure International is changing all that, though, with the introduction of their new children's hospital in Niamey. The hospital will provide free surgery of up to 2,000 disabled children a year while bringing them and their families the hope of the gospel. And even though Americans can get a hold of a Bible, not many are engaging with it regularly. In fact, a recent survey by Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life shows that 55% of Americans can't name the four Gospels of the New Testament. Faith Comes by Hearing recently released a series of free mobile phone apps called Bible.is, which allow people to read, listen to, and share the Bible on the go. The Bible.is apps offer six different Bible engagement programs. There are links at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are pretty compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years of his life to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Warani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on our link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.